Thank you for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Thanks for meeting each day to do this. I hope it is beneficial to you, as it has been for me as we've been working through these passages in the Old Testament. King Saul was stalled, stuck, and sitting under a pomegranate tree. The enemy held the high ground, so he froze with fear. Now, fighting men are made to fight, and Saul's waiting and waiting. It was making them antsy. So finally, Saul's son Jonathan, he couldn't wait any longer. 1 Samuel 14:6. Jonathan said to the young man who carried his armor, "Come, let us go over to the garrison of these uncircumcised," these were the Philistines. "It may be that the Lord will work for us, for nothing can hinder the Lord from saving by many or by few." After seeking God's direction, Jonathan climbed up to the Philistines and with his armor bearer right behind him, and he killed 20 enemy soldiers, and then God sent panic into the whole enemy army, and Israel won the battle. Living in fear causes us to sit frozen under our own pomegranate tree. But when we stand up and move out in prayerful faith, nothing can hinder us, because nothing can hinder our God. Talking the situation over with God, as Jonathan did, allows us to watch God at work in our life. Or you could just stay frozen under that pomegranate tree. A couple things to talk about with God today. First, ask God to free you from the fear that causes frozenness. I don't know what the background of that is. I don't know what you're going through. But ask God to free you from that fear, because when you freeze, you're not moving out like God desires for you. And then ask God to do the same for your children. Ask God to protect them from fearful and unproductive lives of sitting under their own pomegranate tree. Father, don't let us sit frozen under our trees of fear. Help us to move forward with the confidence that nothing, absolutely nothing, can hinder you from accomplishing your will in our lives. We pray and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.